Thelma and Louise style, because they keep getting dumber and dumber and dumber politically. If you look at the things that they're holding press conferences about, it's mind-blowing. It is all gesture. They have a chance to push issues and talk issues. They just don't want to. So now they're talking about gas stoves instead of Vladimir Putin threatening nuclear war.
They're talking about gas stoves. Democrats were saying this should be done. I mean, yes. I wonder... You know, maybe we should get Joe Scarborough, call into the show. Let's have a conversation about this, Joe Scarborough. Open invite. Call in and explain why it's crazy for Republicans to talk about something that the federal apparatus wants to or was considering doing. Democrats were pushing for, Clay, they have banned plastic straws like yes. lunatics. They have banned plastic bags at stores like maniacs. They're lunatics. The Democrats have lost their minds.
This happens a lot where you have left-wing political figure says something clearly like, hey, we need to ban gas stoves. That was a position that was put out there. People react and say, oh, this is an awful idea. And then the legacy media out there, the Washington Post, New York Times, the Joe Scarboroughs on MSNBC of the world say, oh, look at all these stupid, silly Republicans focusing on this issue. Well, you raised an awful, crazy idea that is clearly your intent. And then when it gets shot down, reacting to that is not in some way creating this story. Opposing stupidity is not stupid itself. The opposition to stupidity must happen, or else you end up like Joe Scarborough, really dumb on a show that is not very smart.
Yeah, you just can't, you really can't be paid enough money to be such a fraud and a jackass on a daily basis.
He lived, Buck, on the Florida Panhandle, one of the most gorgeous natural places in all of the country. I love spending time down there, filled with fabulous people. And he went to the dark side and lost his mind and rejected those beautiful emerald green waters.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
If one of your goals this year is to do business with companies who share your values, then switch to Pure Talk for your cell phone service.
Pure Talk is proudly veteran owned. They proudly employ a U.S.-based customer service team.
Their service kicks butt. It's on one of the largest networks out there with blazing fast data, talk, and text for just $30 a month.
That's probably half of what you're paying Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile.
You can keep your phone and your phone number and switch over in as little as 10 minutes.
Pure Talk has a first month risk-free guarantee. Try it, and if you're not completely happy with your Pure Talk service, you'll get your money back.
Support a company who supports you. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and get 50% off your first month. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Federal license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
This is attorney Steve Demopoulos. On behalf of the firm, I would like to thank the community for voting us Best of Las Vegas, Best Injury Lawyer, and Best Trial Lawyer. Demopoulos Law is the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Speaker Kevin McCarthy weighs in on possible defense budget cuts in Congress. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
During an appearance on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures, host Maria Bartiromo asked McCarthy if he was willing to cut defense spending as part of a reported deal within the GOP caucus to freeze spending at 2022 levels. McCarthy disputed estimates that such a deal would result in a $75 billion cut to defense spending, while also signaling his support for targeting cuts. McCarthy also noted that, quote, every level of government should be looking at ways to spend less taxpayer money. The deal McCarthy struck would effectively cut $75 billion from the $857 billion defense budget in fiscal year 2023. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, more rain is in the forecast for California, increasing the threat of more mudslides.
Retired Santa Barbara, California Fire Chief Pat McElroy founded the nonprofit organization The Project for Resilient Communities, which has spent close to $2 million installing debris nets. They're designed to catch dangerous debris in a mudslide before it reaches homes and people.
We're looking at this type of thing occurring more frequently now with the growth of fires and the climate, the temperature of the ocean rising.
The debris nets work in conjunction with debris pits, which are carved out of the landscape to catch material flowing downhill. I'm Donna Water.
Six people, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby, were killed in a shooting early today at a home in Goshen. That's in Central California. The sheriff said investigators are searching for at least two suspects. They believe there is a gang connection to the killings. The Tulare County Sheriff's Office conducted a narcotics-related search warrant at the residence just last week. More at townhall.com.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 1204, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Some good news when it comes to food prices. In December, food at home prices increased by just 0.2% from the month before. That's the smallest monthly increase since March of 2021. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the foods with the largest increase in prices. If you eat eggs, you know that that's the answer. Up nearly 60% year over year. Butter's up 35%. Lettuce up 25% compared to a year ago. And we don't have all day to name everything else that's up. Well, the IRS has announced that tax filing season will begin January 23rd. The official due date for your return is April 18th. IRS officials say you're likely to get a refund within 21 days of filing if you fill out your return fully and accurately. File it electronically and opt to have your refund delivered through a direct deposit. If you're dreading the task of filing your tax return, remember, most tax filers are owed a refund. Last year, the average refund was $3,200.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a quick check on the traffic cams. Look like some roadways are a little slick right now, so you might give yourself a little extra space with that vehicle ahead of you. Heavy volumes on the 15 southbound at Spring Mountain and congestion on the Southern Beltway 215 east at Decatur.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, January 16th. It is Martin Luther King Day. A lot of you are off. Good for you. Enjoy your federal holiday. No, it's a good one. It's a good day to be off. But unlike a lot of radio hosts around the country, this show is coming off live and really happy because we got some great guests. Victor Jakes is going to join us in just a second. Niger Innes will help us celebrate MLK Day. Hermie Dillon is looking to unseat Ronna McDaniel as chair of the Republican National Committee. Pat Casale was in Ely over the weekend for the Republican meetings, and we'll find out what it is that the group did, the so-called Central Committee of the Republican Party in the state of Nevada. We'll do that in due time. First of all, Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I'm not sure how you missed it, but I'm assuming you did not go to Ely.
I did not go to Ely. I stayed away. So I assume there was quite the excitement. I know state party meetings can get a little intense, but I did not make it in person.
For those of you that don't know, Segal Chatta won the race for state chair, committee woman, if you want to call it that. First of all, why is that race so important? A lot of people put a lot of effort into that race. Why is it so important, and what is it that the state committeeman actually does?
Well, they helped select the national chairwoman, and obviously there's been a debate about if Rhonda, and I'm blanking on her last name, I apologize.
Harmy Dillon.
She's the challenger
to Rhonda McDaniel.
Rhonda McDaniel. So, you know, there's this kind of two schools of thought is, well, Republicans have had a bad, like, 8 years. So we probably should get someone else new in there every 6 years. And the other school thought, well, it's Trump and, you know, Rhonda's doing a good job. And so there's a debate about, you know, who the chairman of the Republican Party should be. You know, in theory, that person should be out there helping fundraise for the state party. You know, so that's kind of the stakes.
How should we judge the last 4-6 years in the Republican Party? I mean, has it been the glass is half full or half empty?
Well, I mean, I don't think you can just give a definite answer one way or the other. I mean, I think Trump obviously is the factor that outcrowds everything else. I think you have to say that he's was a net negative this last cycle on the ticket. If you're looking for a reason that Republicans underperformed, I think I think that would probably be the dominant one. And then the pro-Trump argument is there's a segment of the electorate that just won't be engaged without him on the ballot. And I think there is some truth to that. I just don't think, at least at the top of the ticket, it's going to outweigh the people that he's going to pull away. And so, you know, what Republicans are trying to do is have this balance of, you know, engage those, you know, kind of Trump-only voters while not losing people in the middle. And, you know, really haven't been able to pull that off successfully on a national level. I mean, I think the best sign of success for Republicans was in 2018 when they picked up some Senate seats. But, you know, those were in kind of pretty red states. Like, I think Indiana was one of them. I think Kansas was another. You know, so these weren't like swing states. They were just blue states that happened to have, or red states that happened to have Democrats in the Senate, and they finally got rid of them.
The significance of Sigal Chatta winning over Pauline Lee for the state committee woman position, what will she bring to the job? And if indeed this is all about fundraising and getting more Republicans elected in our state, how will she help?
Well, it starts with the fundraising. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. It's the thing, you know, it's hard to do. That's not going to win you any headlines, but the thing that really matters to have a functioning state party, you need money. I think Republicans should certainly hope that she's able to get out there and convince donors, especially, you know, high dollar donors, that the Republican Party in Nevada is a party worth investing in.
And is the whole notion of getting more Republicans elected, is that secondary to the fundraising generally?
Well, I think that's kind of a precursor, right? I mean, I think they want, obviously the Republican Party wants to get Republicans elected, and what can the state party do? You know, it can raise money. It can raise money to distribute to candidates. It can raise money for voter outreach. It can raise money for candidate recruitment. So there are other things. In theory, the party, you know, would set the platform or you know, kind of unify people around a vision. But, you know, if we're just to be real about it, I mean, the activists care about that. And I think that stuff's important. I'm not trying to downplay it. But in terms of getting people elected, it's not the party platform that matters. It's, you know, how much money do you have for mail pieces and can you hire walkers and that type of stuff.
The RNC here in the state of Nevada, it's had a presence. It built or it created community centers for Asian, Hispanics, African Americans. And I guess my question is, did they do enough in our state? Do we need the RNC to be more engaged in our state or less engaged?
Well, I mean, the money helps, the outreach helps. I mean, I think there was a desire this last cycle to have the RNC put some money into walking, people walking doors, not just, you know, buying TV ads. I don't think that happened, and I think there was some regret that maybe that could have been helpful. So I think a presence is good. I mean, I don't think, it's certainly not a negative. You know, and so it's kind of one of those things where if you're trying to scale a 10,000-foot mountain, you know, if you scale 9,000 feet and last year you only scaled 7,000 feet, it's a success because you you've gotten further, but it's a failure because you didn't meet the ultimate objective. And I think that's kind of where Nevada is now, where, I mean, you can look and say, yeah, there are some positive things that are trending up. And you look at the Hispanic voters, I think there is a swing there to the Republican Party. But in terms of getting people elected, didn't really, you know, help get the ball over the finish line.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Your column over the weekend about MLK Day and diversity and equity and inclusion, better known as DEI. Can you talk about the column and what you were trying to say in it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously today is Martin Luther King Day. The country remembers his legacy, his life, and, you know, I think the greatest the thing he's most remembered for is the speech on the Washington Mall where he says, I have a dream that one day my children will be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And there's been incredible progress around that unifying vision. And that's to be applauded. And that's a credit to him and to, I mean, thousands of other people who work to change not just the law, but the hearts and minds of the country. But today there's a push in this diversity, equity, and inclusion to reject that, to say, no, actually what matters is people's skin color. It's not about individual decisions, individual character. It's about what group do you belong to, and are there enough of this people in the group, or do we need to get rid of some people based on their skin color and put in other people based on their skin color? It's a destructive idea. In many ways it's repackaged critical race theory. Where, you know, critical race theory holds that if there's a disparity in outcomes, it's the result of discrimination and doesn't look at other factors, including, you know, the factor of individual decision making, which should be something that matters. And DEI has swept through major corporations, universities, the government, but it's fundamentally at odds with Dr. Martin Luther King's dream, and it's time to kind of pick a side. And as for me, I'm with Dr. King.
Let me just ask you, who is it that is pushing it? Is it the NAACP? Is it Reverend Al Sharpton? Who is it that is pushing this DEI?
Well, it's kind of become just an accepted belief among the progressive left that this is what has to happen. I mean, it's been kind of percolating in universities for decades, and it's kind of one of those things where people say, well, that's just in the university, you know, when people grow up, when people get out in the real world, you know, they'll ignore this and they'll kind of realize that, yeah, actually you can't just, you know, group people or take people and put them into groups and then judge the groups. But that hasn't happened. I mean, the universities have come out and they've infected Walmart, AT&T, defense contractors, the federal government, the public schools. I mean, they've all kind of bought into this in the progressive mindset. And it's very, you know, it's everywhere. I mean, I don't think it's like a, you know, there's one person at the top pulling the strings. I think this is just, kind of been a belief that's been fostered on university campuses for decades. And some of those people are reaching positions of power. You've got social media where it's, you know, if you don't buy into it, then you'll get, you know, slimed as a racist. And so I think that's kind of where we're at.
More with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal as we continue on this MLK Day edition of Live and Local here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Victor Jakes on with us. 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Correct me if I'm wrong. This was a tough week for President Biden. It seems like every day he was being hit with More documents. What do you make of what's going on with this document gate, if you will, for the Biden administration?
Well, it's kind of bizarre. I mean, it's like if someone wrote a parody about politics today, you know, they started in 2021, like this is what you would come up with, right? You would have Trump under investigation for having classified documents. You'd have Biden, you know, saying, oh, it's totally irresponsible. I can't imagine anyone ever doing that. And then we find out that, oh, by the way, he did it too. And he's got just kind of documents strewn all over the place, you know, in his office, in his garage, in the room in his house.
And by the way, we don't know if that's the end of the railroad line, because they keep finding documents almost every day.
That's exactly right. I mean, you just don't know how it's going to, when it's going to end. There's so many questions, and I mean, I suppose the first one is just what in the world are in these documents? I mean, for Trump and for Biden, it's like, you know, that's the great unknown, right? Because they're classified, we can't know, and so it's like, is it Like, what are you doing? Like, why do you want this? Like, what does it matter? Is it? And so the temptation is just like to put your own thoughts about the person onto the documents, right? And so that's what you have to be really careful of, is